Hello, everybody. We are back with another episode of Two Girls with a Press Pass. It's Chloe.
And Paige.
And today we are going to be talking about holiday etiquette.
I am
In,
excited.
yes, this was Paige's amazing idea.
I'm so proud of myself.
Yes, and so we're going to be talking about things like gift giving. What holiday attire do you wear to which events? Table manners, politeness. And just things
Just
that, you
social
know,
norms that I feel like
yes.
everyone has opinions on,
And it's
but mine are
something,
correct.
right. Ours are
Obviously.
correct. And
Everyone else is wrong.
there's things you pick up on over the years.
There is.
Or you don't.
Or you don't. Some people refuse. They're like, you know what? I'm gonna make this a terrible time for everyone.
Yeah. Me. Me when I'm feeling problematic.
Oh, God.
Okay. You want to go?
I don't even know where to start. Okay. Should we just go in order? Okay.
We wrote them down, by the way.
We have a script. Rare occurrence. Look at us go. Okay, so the one of what to give who is so hard for me because I do like if I'm buying someone a gift, I have to like think what am I supposed to give? You know what I mean? Like, 'cause like when it comes to girls, it's so easy. 'Cause I can just go to Sephora, make a basket. It does not matter my relation to you. You're gonna like it. I'll put a blanket in there. I'll stop at Walmart. I'll grab a little bit of candy.
A
Maybe,
candle, perhaps.
right? Maybe a cute mug or something. Who knows? But then, like, it's like, is a gift card appropriate?
Yes, always. Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like
I
sometimes it's
feel like
like, oh. You know what I
it
mean?
is like. Maybe not like immediate family, like
Yeah.
people that are outside of that.
Yeah.
Like I would give you a gift card
Yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
And like I would give like I don't know. Like friends a gift card,
Yeah.
siblings I feel like is gift cardable.
Yes,
Except
that I
I
agree.
like to give my sibling things to unwrap
Me too.
because he's younger than me, so it's
Yeah.
kind of like yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like grandparents are solid gift card options.
Grandparents are.
And great grandparents.
They are not because they don't understand gift cards.
What? I get my great grandparents gift cards every year.
I.
They love
Because I had a great grandma until I was like 12. So I was always making her kitty gifts.
Kitty gift. I
And
want.
like, I
Kitty
cannot
gift.
imagine her being like, let me go to a store and use a gift card.
Oh.
So I'm like, maybe, but maybe, you
Well, if
know,
you
we're
get
just
them for
hermits in my
like
family, and that's
Hobby
okay.
Lobby, you know?
See, she would not have ate that up.
I would have ate
Marshalls?
that up.
She would.
Yeah.
She
That's what I'm
would.
saying. It's like you just
That's
have to
true.
find the right places.
That's true.
Old people and myself love
Yeah.
Hobby Lobby. I love Hobby Lobby.
And give anyone in their 20s an Amazon gift card. That's perfect. That's exactly what they
I
need.
can never find stuff on Amazon though. It's like it's too overwhelming for me. You
Really?
know? It's like I go to search on Amazon, and also Amazon it like feeds on my algorithm. So it's like I look at a floor lamp one time, and all it shows me is 17 other
You
floor
need
lamps.
more floor
And it's
lamps.
like, well, let's think about this. If you showed me one and I already put that one on my list, why am I putting seven others? Why would I want to put
Options.
seven other floor lists? Four lamps on my list. Dang.
I love Amazon. I love it so much. I get
I'm
so many of
raging.
my gifts from Amazon, and I can't even feel bad because I'm like, so what?
I get other people things on Amazon.
Oh yeah.
I'm just really picky.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But like
Yeah.
Amazon gift cards are something that it's like they stick around.
They
And
do.
so then in like 5 months when I haven't used it and I get on Amazon, that is when it counts.
It is.
Let's talk about unwrapping.
It is so uncomfortable.
It's weird, a little
It
bit.
feels like there's like a headlight on me or a spotlight, and I'm like, and I have to like make sure I'm making the right facial expressions,
Well, I
and I'm
just
too scared to
don't.
like poke things, because what if I stab it?
Right, yeah. That's so real.
I hate it. Mm-mm.
I just, like, I'm not a very... I'm sure that no one can tell, like, by listening to this, mm-hmm. but I'm really not a very, like, over-enthusiastic person. And it's like, yeah. like, I can get something and mm-hmm. really, truly, really like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
And just be like, oh, yay.
This is amazing. Thank you.
Awesome. Like, that's it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a whole lot from me. And it's just like, and I try, yeah. but I just, I can't do it. And it's like, I really do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to know.
Mm-hmm. See, the best reaction you could get out of me would be silence. Mm-hmm. That would be the best gift, yeah. is if I am genuinely shook to silence. Of yeah. just being like, and just staring. Because I love to just, like, figure little things out. So if I get a gift and I get to just, like, stare at it, figure out how it works. Yes. Like, I love that. That's my favorite part.
Wait but, until you find out the gift that I have in my head been soft launching giving it.
I don't know what I'm going to get you yet. That's what I was going to do at work today, but then I had actual work to do.
Well, I didn't think I was going to get you a gift, but now we're friends, real. And so it's like...
No, real. Crap. I just can't.
Just kidding.
No, seriously, though. Like,
there's another hole in my wallet.
No, seriously.
Thanks, Paige.
Regifting, though? I don't know.
I've never regifted. It just makes me feel bad inside.
Me too. Me too.
But, like, if someone gave me, like, a candle that they never used, mm-hmm. but that I liked...
I'd be okay with that.
I wouldn't be opposed.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, I don't think it'd be weird.
No.
It'd only be weird if it's, like, used.
Yes.
A lot.
But also, one of the things I really like doing is stealing gifts. Mm-hmm. Like, seeing, like, someone give someone something on TikTok or, like...
Yes.
Being at a party and seeing someone give a gift and be like, I know. I'm going to buy the exact same thing mm-hmm. and repeat exactly what you just did.
Literally.
For my person. I love stealing gift ideas.
Because everyone's always the same at the end of the day.
They are.
So.
They really are.
You know. Ugh. Okay. Moving on to our next topic, which is Yay. Holiday attire.
I have a lot of feelings about
what
this.
What are we wearing, guys?
Okay. I feel like when it comes to, like, because for holidays, you have a few different categories. Mm-hmm. You have going to your own family's events, mm-hmm. going to other families' events, mm-hmm. going to... big social events mm-hmm. and going to smaller social events, smaller as in work or like
school,
I'm a part of a club or yeah, school, yeah, things like that.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Versus like, oh, I'm going to go to a tree lighting. Like yeah. that. Yeah. Like there's going to be a lot of people there. And mm-hmm. so it's like, there's different layers and I have so many internal rules about each one that I'm like, I can wear whatever I want mm-hmm. to my families.
Yes. I
don't care at no. all. I'll be in my striped pajamas. Yes. I do not care.
Yes.
Another family's tights, mm-hmm. heels, lashes, hair curl. Yeah. I need to look the best.
Yeah. No, truly.
Why?
Well, and it's like other families do other things. Like my yes. family, there's only like 8 of us, mm-hmm. 9 in my entire extended family, because that just so happened that, like, mm-hmm. my parents just didn't have a ton of siblings, or we live too far, or they don't have a lot of kids, and so right. it's whatever. But it's like, okay, there's 8 of us. I'm not even putting on jeans.
Right?
I'm not. But then, it's we go to the boyfriend's families, and that, because they get all spiffied up, they, Ooh. Like, they keep, which is another topic that we are going to be talking about shortly, they are shoes on in the house so that oh. your shoes can go with your outfit. And so, note to self.
That is my house, too. And I...
Mine, too. Kind of. Except that my yeah. house is comfy because there's 8 yeah. of us, so it's not really shoes on.
Right.
You don't wear a cool outfit.
Right.
So, kind of cancels out.
There. Yeah.
But, yeah. When I go over there, because they all get, like, dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all change back into our pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like, meh.
Right. But, like, there is the like, couple-hour period where you're like, okay, I need to not let anything crease because mm-hmm. I look really nice right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. And now we're all going to eat dinner mm-hmm. and chat.
And chat.
And I'm so good at that. I've gotten really good at social situations.
I'm really bad at it. Like, put me in any room with a family. I can try. Because, mm-hmm. like, I'm a sucker mm-hmm. when it comes to dads. Dads freaking love me. Because I'm like, do you hunt? Oh, really? What do you hunt? Where do you hunt? Who got you into hunting? What about the Chiefs? Oh, the Chiefs are amazing. Oh, my God.
Us after they lost, like, 5 consecutive weeks in a row. Whatever.
Anyways. But, like, but then, like, they love moms, they're so scary. They're so scary.
I am the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I can't. It took me the longest to, like, you know, be comfortable. I mean, not even that I was uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but, like, I can chat with somebody's mom any day, mm-hmm. especially grandparents. They love me. I know. Ooh. It's because it's, like, I feel like that generation is, mm-hmm. like, the perfect amount of, like, sarcastic, mm-hmm. that it's, like, I can just go.
Yeah.
Full.
Yeah. You sarcasm. Do reach, like, a flow state with our bosses.
I truly do.
And the just pure sarcasm conversations. Like, I'm just listening, and I'm like, huh, I couldn't do that. Anyways.
My flow state is just, like, being sarcastic with old people.
Yeah.
I know.
Young people.
Young people.
They're not that old.
They're not that old.
No. Next one.
Next question. We talked about shoes.
Oh, my God. Socks. No. Yeah. But the thing is, like, so... I don't like when I go to people's houses and they're shoes on, because then mm-hmm. I'm convinced I have the dirtiest shoes on the planet. I'm like, actually, I'm gonna ruin everything in your house. I do not know why. I cannot disconnect my brain. But also, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm gonna bend my knees when I sit. I'm gonna put my knees to my chest. I'm gonna sit crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
I'll put one knee up. I'll sit on my feet. I'm going to mm-hmm. do something. And I can't do that with shoes on.
Nope.
But also, I don't feel like I have adult socks. And I don't know what adult socks are.
Socks are so stupid.
They're so hard.
They literally make everything. And I used to do this, like, when I was trying on and I was super, not insecure, but, like, just worried about how everything looked.
Mm-hmm.
When I would go to the mall with my family or whoever, and mm-hmm. they would ask to see whatever I was wearing, mm-hmm. I would literally take my socks off or put my shoes back on before walking out. Because I cannot put on an outfit with no shoes on and look at myself and be like, this looks good. Because, mm-hmm. like, my socks immediately ruin it.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. I didn't know where you were going, but I do agree.
It's like,
I have to have my shoes on to see my full outfit.
Yeah. Because, and then the worst thing is when mm-hmm. I, like, get all dressed up.
Yeah.
And everything is slaying.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you need to take your shoes off. And I'm like, as in I need to wear socks with my slacks? That is going to look really good.
Ooh. Me right now. Oh, no.
Whatever.
It's okay.
It just does something different.
No, I agree. I agree. It's uncomfortable, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, don't look at my feet.
I know.
But
our next topic, y'all are going to love this one.
Oh, God.
Secret Santa. A.K.A. my nightmare.
I was going to say, this is all
you. I literally hate Secret Santa so much. And what do I maybe hate worse than Secret Santa? Mm-hmm. White Elephant. I hate white elephants so hard.
Honestly, it is so hard to get a gift for a white elephant.
Like, I can't do it.
It's so hard.
And it makes me mad. White elephant always just makes me, like, start fuming.
Mm-hmm.
I just get really attached to stuff. And everyone makes up their own stupid rules. And they're like, if you're the first person to go, then you get the most amount of trades at the end.
Yeah.
And then if you're the 8th person to go, you're in luck because you get 2 trades when everyone else only gets 1. What are you talking about? Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to. And it's so irritating to me. I hate it when they're like, we're going to do a white elephant. Spare me. Literally, especially, get me out.
Especially because there's always a best and a worst present.
Right?
At any Secret Santa and any white elephant, there is a good gift and there is a bad gift.
Yeah.
And someone bought both of those.
Yeah. And someone has to take both of those home.
Exactly.
And it's like, I don't want it.
No.
I don't want a Cheeto plushie at my house. I don't.
Right?
Like, I can't. I can't do it.
I got a Cheeto blanket one time at a white elephant.
That's such a white elephant gift.
It was.
I know.
It was. Like, and I got, I was at the end, and someone traded me. It was literally, like, the person next to me traded me, and I was like...
Well, I'm always mad because then it's like, come on. I get my sights set on something. Mm-hmm. It's like someone rolled up with, like, a $20 Starbucks gift card.
Ooh.
Someone did.
Mm-hmm.
I need that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the other thing. I don't.
My other problem is I always get something that I would like in a white elephant, and then I'm like, I want my gift. And then I see someone else go home with it, and I'm like, I bought that. I wanted that.
I know.
And then I'm like, no, you bought this for white elephant. There was a chance. But, like, I wanted the gift I got.
Yeah.
It was perfect for me.
Yeah. I can't stand it. I really can't. It's one of those things that every year just...
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to be a negative Nancy or whatever, because I am all about the holly jolly Christmas spirit. But oh my gosh, I am so glad that, like, I am not in clubs and activities anymore. Like, high school was peak white elephant time,
it was.
And I did not enjoy that.
No. And, like, why?
I don't know.
Why is high school peak white elephant time?
Why am I 15 years old? And they're like, our white elephant budget is $15. Huh? Like... Are you kidding me? I don't want to do that. Not going to happen.
No. Immediately. No.
I don't want to do that. And then it's like, okay, now I have to go to Walmart. And now I have to do that and take that time out of my day. Because I'm not going grocery shopping in high school.
No. I'm not going on any errands in high school.
No.
It
makes me so mad.
No, that's so fair. I have to agree. I wasn't sure if I was going to agree with you on this one, but I do.
I know. I have such good opinions and thoughts.
You do. Oh, okay. Next one. Rage baiters at parties.
This is all you.
There is always one person at every single holiday event that's like, I would love to see some action. And they just say the most out-of-pocket thing that they know. Like, it's either there is two people that have opposite opinions and someone says a dividing question. Mm-hmm. Or there's one person who has this one thing that they just, every single time, they just, what's blow your, like, lid?
What's
saying? That saying.
Where they, like, get mad.
Yes, yeah. They get really mad about something, and then someone's like, hey, you know that thing that gets you really mad? And they're like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
That's, like, high-key my brother. I love him, but he is a pro rage baiter.
I just, like, I hate it so bad because I'm like, you know we're all stuck here for hours. Yeah. And you know that everyone is so angry because everyone's always angry during, like, the actual get-together of the holiday. Mm-hmm. Like, they're always like, I'm cranky. Like, I didn't sleep last night and I didn't want to come to this.
Of course you didn't.
And it's like, no one did, obviously. But we're going to pretend we did because we love Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
But, like, oh my gosh, there's always someone.
Kind of, a little bit. Because I'm like...
See, you would like it for the entertainment.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm not non-confrontational in any way. Mm-hmm. I just kind of choose my battles.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone else has, like, chosen a battle with someone else, and I just so happen to be there, like, okay. it's just so, like, this is probably the most entertainment I'm going to get. Because I can't keep watching, like, the Santa Claus a million times.
See.
Somebody needs to beef.
And that's my thing. Is I'm only, and this is probably not a good thing, but, like, I am okay with it if the person being rage baited is 10 or under. Like, if you're just getting a kid mad, oh my gosh, I'm here for that.
That's so real.
Like, just repetitively beating them in a video game, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lying to them, just about anything.
Yeah.
Lying to children, one of my favorite hobbies. I love it. I love it.
You're so awesome. I'm just kidding. No, but I understand what you're saying. It's like the harmless things where it's just like...
Yeah.
You just, like, poke at them because they're just going to be like... Because
they can't control their anger.
No. And they have no idea what you're talking about either.
Exactly.
And it's just like, man.
I'm just like, man. It's kind of funny. It makes me giggle.
It is. Table manners.
I have feelings about this.
I really don't.
As a floor person.
Oh, yeah.
I did not choose this life.
Mm-mm.
This life was pushed on me. Mm-hmm. Because there's never a chair. Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest in my siblings. So it's like,
yikes.
Every single time. If we are in any situation, in a group setting, I'm sitting on the floor. It doesn't matter. Because mm-hmm. I've got that American lean. Like, I am not going to stand.
No.
I'm not. But also, I'm convinced if I sit, someone else is going to hate me for that. And so I'm like, but what if I'm going to sit on the floor? No, anyone can have my chair. It's fine. Because, like, I can't take a kid's chair because they're younger than me. And that's wrong. Can't take
someone
older.
But it's okay
older.
To, like... It's okay to, like, rage bait them, though. But it's the chair that we draw the line at.
It is. Because, like, kids should have a chair to eat at. And, like, they should have a table to eat at. And then, like, when it comes mm-hmm. to older people, I'm like, well, you're older than me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm younger. I can handle sitting on the floor. My knees don't hurt. I somehow always end up on the floor. And I'm like, I don't want the floor. I want mm-hmm. a table. And I want a chair to eat at. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it to be, oh, well, there is a table. It's Dora.
Yeah.
And for four-year-olds, yeah. I don't want to sit there.
No.
I'll sit at the coffee table.
Ooh.
On the ground. And use that as a table.
Yeah. You know how it is.
That's how I've always been. I've always been a coffee table.
I have floor. To sit at the table.
You're a table sitter.
I am a table sitter. And I sit right in the middle, too.
Because
I get FOMO.
Like, you're bad. A middle seat person?
Yeah, I am.
I hate if I'm sitting in the middle
I'm
of the table.
I'm endlessly a middle
I feel stuck.
Person. Exactly. I don't have to get up for anything.
I need to get
up. I just ask, because my boyfriend is a get-upper.
Oh.
Where, like, he can't, he's, there's not, yeah, like, constant stimulation. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. And so it's like, oh, well, I am stuck in the middle, and you love to get up and out of your seat all the time, so I guess you could get me a roll, or a water, or a Dr. Pepper, or a dessert. I mean, I love it. But
that I respect.
And
I can
also
respect that.
Because... Like, if I'm not in the middle, like, I have FOMO so hard. Like, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if I'm not
mm-hmm.
in my spot,
mm-hmm.
then...
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be there, and I'm not going to be there for the conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I hate the idea of being trapped. I'm like, what if I... Because I'm a get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh.
I am a, I'm overstimulated. Let me go sit in the bathroom, turn on the fan, mm-hmm. and just sit there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to sit there for a minute. And then I get out, and everyone's like, hey, you went poop. And I'm like,
no.
Sure.
I did it.
Sure.
That's
sure
so
I did. And I did it. I'm lying.
Little do they know. Do you do kids' table?
I'm a floor, so I also don't, I'm not, I can't fit at the kids' table.
Well, does
table.
Your family, like, have a kids' table?
Yeah, but...
Are you
so
socially at it?
Yes and no. So...
So, yes.
So,
I'm just kidding.
Well, so my cousins are all in their 30s and 40s,
mm-hmm.
and their kids are teens
mm-hmm.
right now. Some of them are, like, fresh babies. So, like... My generation is twice my age. Mm-hmm. And so I'll talk to them and we'll chat. But they're like, you're a child. And I'm like, that's yeah. fair. But then I go to talk to their kid and I'm like,
you can't. I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. Like,
yeah.
This is weird.
It is weird a little bit.
And they're
bit.
Like, why don't you go watch Doc McStuffin with the kids? And I'm
I
like,
don't wanna.
I'm like,
I
no.
Don't wanna.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And I always end up there. So, like, I am a kid's table.
But also no.
But I don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I get stuck there sometimes.
Yeah, that's okay. We don't have a kid's table at my family mm-hmm. because there are, like,
are you
a
the
kid's table's worth of us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there
yeah.
are so few of us that we
yeah.
don't. I'm the oldest,
yeah.
though, so I would.
Right?
Yeah.
You'd get the adult table.
Yeah.
And my sister is, too.
Yeah, because I'm the oldest grandchild and the oldest child. So it's like
yeah.
a double whammy.
I'm the opposite. I'm the youngest child, youngest grandchild.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes!
Yeah.
But at my boyfriend's, they do have a kid's table. Which, okay, we've been doing holidays over there, so I feel
mm-hmm.
like I have two holidays now.
Yeah.
And I am at the kid's table there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
It's fun. It's just all the cousins, and they're See? All, like, around the same age.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
I love the cousins' yeah. kids' table. It. I only like the kids' table if they're over 14.
Yeah. That's pretty much what the kids' table at.
And that's about like. What mine's at, except mm-hmm. for their younger siblings, which mm-hmm. they're all running around doing things.
Yeah.
And then the four of us will sometimes sit and chat, but then they're also, like, you're so much older than me, it's weird that you're talking to us. And I'm like, that's fair. But your parent also thinks it's weird to talk to me. So.
That sounds kind of awful.
It's so awful. Oh my god, I need to stop complaining. Next topic.
Is overall politeness. I am heavy on decompression / I'm overstimulated time. Because I really need that. And I do that. Like. I just have to have phone time or something, be on my phone or something mm-hmm. for like a little bit in another room mm-hmm. for or just sit there.
And that's what I was talking about mm-hmm. when I'm just like, sometimes you need to go to the bathroom, yeah. turn on the fan,
yeah.
not hear 20 people talking at once mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and just take a second.
Yep.
And then I can go back. But just yeah. give me like 5 minutes.
I know. And I have to say that too. I'm like, hey, I'm kind of like, I need a sec.
You see,
I need a second.
I would say that, but like every time I do, they're like, are you dying? What's happening? Are you okay? Who hurt you?
No, you're
my own noggin out. Hurt me. That's who did.
Yeah.
It was me.
Mm-hmm. I hurt me.
I did.
Yeah, that's
because so I'm being dramatic.
I know.
Now let me go be dramatic in a dark corner.
Well, it's like sometimes I just feel like it's just a lot and for such a long period of time. And so I just need a sec.
Yeah.
Just a sec.
Just a quick sec.
A little bit.
But speaking of overstimulation time, I have to go to a place where I have to be overstimulated. A city hall meeting! Oh.
There's going to be like 10 people max there.
You're right.
And 5 of them are the board members.
You would be correct. Yes. But, actually, since this is... No, it won't. It'll be next week. This week, mm-hmm. I have a story about a little ribbon cutting of a little dance studio.
Yay, dance studio. That came to
Harrisonville. I stole it from Chloe.
Yeah.
And they're so sweet. Mm-hmm. The owner, she's such a sweet little lady. I love her. And then I'm also, this morning, I went and took pictures of the Pleasant Hill School District's groundbreaking ceremony.
Ooh, breaking they're, ground.
They're building a whole new section on their middle school and a new thing, like a field house, and they're Ooh. Building a bunch of stuff.
Wow. But
they're starting.
That's cool. So
that's the exciting stories I have.
Yeah.
You have stories, though.
I have stories, too. My animal shelter story should be published this week, and then I'm working on one about a local business, T&D Tours, Ooh. And keep an eye out for your Christmas Stress Buster.
Yay!
I haven't exactly started on the games, but they're going to be great.
They're going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yes, we appreciate you as always.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Check out the website.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsor an episode if you do so.
If you would be so inclined.
If you would want.
So.
We're okay with it if you're okay with it.
Yes. Let us know. Feel free to reach out.
Yes.
And I think that is all.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening.
We hope you have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.